4, beginning in verse 12, we read, "No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him." When we attempt to study the nature of God, it's a little fearful at times because we're studying a topic that is, at least to me, it's really incomprehensible to my finite mind to think about the love of God. The Bible has given us a lot of direction to help us guide our thoughts and to help us understand who God is and what he is. And in one lesson, even though we're going to sing a lot of songs and we're going to read a number of scriptures, we can't even begin to really talk about the love of God in any great detail. One of the things that's frequently mentioned in the Bible that we're going to be looking at tonight, as well as sing about, is this very title that you see on the screen, God is Love. Now, our friends in the world talk a lot about love, and yet they know very little, really, about what love is. The world doesn't understand what love is or what love requires, or what love demands, or how love expresses itself. But again, the scriptures were written in such a way that we can understand God's love for man and his care for us in our pitiful condition, if you will, when sin had separated us from him. And so tonight, as I mentioned earlier, pay attention to the scriptures that Caleb and Kelly are going to read to us and the songs that we're going to sing, and hopefully you'll be able to focus your thoughts upon God and his love and the various aspects that we're going to look at. And we're going to begin tonight with Clay leading us in God is Love.
Come, let us all unite to sing God is love. Let heaven and earth their praises bring. God is love. Let every soul from sin awake, each in his heart sweet music make. And sing with us for Jesus' sake, for God is love. God is love. God is love. Come, let us all unite to sing that God is. God is love. His promises our spirits cheer. God is love. He is our sun and shield by day, our help, our hope, our strength and stay. He will be with us all the way. Our God is love. God. that God is love.
I didn't take into account the screens up here, but the love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. That's quite a lyric to a song, if you think about it. And that's exactly what we just sang about. You can't really describe what the love of God is all about. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care, God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care, God gave his son to his erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and song. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song.
When we discuss the love of God, one of the many facets of that love is God's abundant kindness for us. Have you ever really thought about the fact that it's very difficult, if not impossible, to love someone if you're unkind to them? Being kind is more than just saying thank you and please, you know, yes sir, no sir. And that's not what we're talking about when we talk about kindness. We're talking about doing things for them that they really couldn't do for themselves. And that's what God did for us. Being kind to someone is being willing to give them something that they could not for themselves provide. And isn't that what God did for us? And there are some passages in the Bible that call to mind the kindness of God. And I want you to listen as Caleb reads from Psalm 145 and then from Titus chapter 3. Caleb.
The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, and especially to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him, and he will also hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever. Titus 3:3-7. For we ourselves were once also foolish, disobedient, and deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not only by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us, through the washing of regeneration through the renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs to according the hope of eternal life.
He lifted me. In loving kindness Jesus came, my soul in mercy to reclaim, and from the depths of sin and shame, through grace he lifted me. From sinking sand, he lifted me. With tender hand, he lifted me. From shades of night to plains of light, oh, praise his name, he lifted me. He called me long before I heard, before my sinful heart was stirred. But when I took him at his word, forgive me, lifted me. From sinking sand, he lifted me. With tender hand, he lifted me. From shades of night to plains of light, oh, praise his name, he lifted me. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. It's a good song. Because we all have friends, and we all have family, loved ones, sometimes spouses, but this song is still true, even though there's been many who have cared for us.
I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in him a friend so strong and true. I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. All my life was full of sin when Jesus found me. All my heart was full of misery and woe. Jesus placed his strong and loving arms around me, and he led me in the way I ought to go. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. Every day he comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand his words of love. But I'll never know just why he came to save me, till someday I see his blessed face above. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me.
God is truly kind. Isn't it wonderful when someone is patient with you? Have you ever struggled to do something and had someone helping you and you just weren't getting it, and yet that person was willing to take their time and to be a mentor? When we were in sin, it took no effort whatsoever to do what the devil wanted us to do. In fact, the easiest thing to do was to just do nothing. Just coast along and do what we pleased. But to serve God means we do His will. And while we're doing His will, there are times that we struggle. There are times that we don't do exactly what we would want to do. And in those times, God is long-suffering. And He's patient with us. And this is a manifestation of God's kindness toward us. When I think about the patience of God, just think about it in another direction. And that is that it was because of God's patience and His long suffering that He was willing to allow me time. Time an opportunity to change my life, to change the course of my life and the direction that it was headed, and to follow Him. And not only me, but everyone else in the world, God has given us time, an opportunity to obey His will, to do what He wants us to do. The patience and the long-suffering of God is one of the themes in Scripture that's related to God's love and His care for mankind. Kelly's going to read from Psalm 103 and then 2 Peter chapter 3, and then Chip will lead us in Jesus the Loving Shepherd.
Psalm 103, 8 through 11. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will He keep His anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is His mercy towards those who fear Him. In 2 Peter 3, 8 and 9. But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. The Lord is not slacking concerning His promise, as some count slackness, but is longsuffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Jesus, the loving Shepherd, calleth thee now to come into the fold of safety, where there is rest and room. Come in the strength of manhood, come in the morn of youth. Enter the fold of safety, enter the way of truth. Lovingly, tenderly calling is He, wanderer, wanderer, come unto me. Patiently waiting there, standing I see, Jesus, my shepherd divine. Jesus, the loving shepherd, gave His dear life for thee. Tenderly now He's calling, wanderer, come to me. Haste, for without is danger. Come, Christ the Shepherd, bless. Enter the fold of safety, enter the place of rest. Lovingly, tenderly calling is he, wanderer, wanderer, come unto me. Patiently waiting there, standing I see, Jesus, my shepherd divine.
We sing this song, Love Lifted Me, from time to time here. At least I think we've sung it here. And when we sing that song, you know, the question we should ask is, you know, do we really understand what that song means? I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. You know, I'm getting a little older now. I think it takes some years to really appreciate what it means to be lost in sin. I can remember when I was younger, you know, not having too many cares in the world and living life as it came, not really giving much thought to sin and the hold that it had on me. What does it mean to be outside of the fellowship of God? Banished, really, from His extra care, His extra protection, the extra love that He gives to us, and especially those of us who are His children. And this song that we're going to sing ought to make us think about that even more. Love lifted me.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. All my heart to Him I give, ever to Him I cling. In His blessed presence live, ever His praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul's best songs. Faithful, loving service to Him belongs. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Souls in danger, look above. Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by His love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea. Billows His will obey. He your Savior wants to be saved today. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
What a truly wonderful thought that God forgives sin. And he doesn't really have to, you know. That's one of the things that makes it so remarkable. He could have allowed us all one chance and then said, okay, once you've messed up, that's it. No more chances. But his mercy and his love and patience and kindness, all of these things figure into the fact that God forgives our sin. When we're willing to comply with his terms and when we're willing to say, I need God's forgiveness. One of the great aspects of the love of God is his forgiveness. His care and concern for wiping out our sins, the sins that stain our souls and keep us separated from him. David knew that there were many times in his life when forgiveness was needed. And when he called upon the Lord to forgive him and extend his mercy toward him, Caleb's going to read from Psalm 130 and 1 John chapter 1. And then Clay's going to lead us in Though Your Sins Be As Scarlet. Wrong button.
Psalm 130, verses 1 through 4. Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. 1 John chapter 1, verses 4 through 9. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship in him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
No soul, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Sins be as scarlet, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. They shall be as white as snow. He'll forgive your transgressions and remember them no more. He'll forgive your transgressions and remember them no more. Look unto me, people, saith the Lord your God. He'll forgive forgive your transgressions. He'll forgive your transgressions and remember them no more. And remember them no more.
The love of God is what compels us to love Him back. This is what the Bible teaches. There would really be no other reason to love God except that He has loved us. And really, we would not know of that love without the giving of His Son. Jesus truly is the manifestation of God's love toward us. We must love God, but our love for God issues itself in love for other people. Kelly's going to read to us from Psalm 18 and then from Mark chapter 12, some passages that speak to the kind of devotion that we should exhibit toward our God. After this reading, we're going to have a series of songs. Andy's going to lead us in a couple songs. Clay is going to lead us in a song, and then we'll have two more readings. And Clay will lead us in another song, Chip, and then Andy. So a series of songs and readings here back to back.
Psalm 18, 1 through 3. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. And then Mark 12:29-31. Jesus answered him, The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second, like it, is this, You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.
This might be new to some of you. The song starts slow until we get to the end of this slide, and then after that, the men sing the melody or the lead part, and then the women echo that. So I know some of you know it, but you'll catch on. It's a fairly simple song with a great message.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one God, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy soul. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy strength. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy mind. Hear, O Israel, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy soul, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy strength. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy mind. Hear, O Israel.
More love to thee, O Christ.
No soul.
More love to thee, O Christ. More love to thee. Hear thou the prayer I make on bended knee. This is my earnest plea. More love, O Christ, to thee. More love to thee. More love to thee. Once earthly joy I craved, sought peace and rest. Now thee alone I seek, give what is best. This all my prayer shall be, more love, O Christ, to thee. More love to thee, more love to thee. Then shall my latest breath whisper thy praise. This be the parting cry my heart shall raise. This still its prayer shall be, more love, O Christ, to thee. More love to thee. More love to thee.
My Jesus, I love thee. My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis thou.
Oops, sorry.
I love thee because thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love thee for wearing the thorns on thy brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now.
First John chapter 4, verses 7 through 11, and then verse 19 through 21. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might love him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Then skip down to verse 19. We love him because he first loved us. If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, he who loves God must love his brother also.
Colossians 3:12-14. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must do also. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection.
How sweet, how heavenly is the sight when those that love the Lord in one another's peace delight and so fulfill the word. When each can feel his brother's sigh and with him bear a part. When sorrows flow from eye to eye and joy from heart to heart. When free from envy, scorn, and pride, our wishes all show a brother's love. When love in one delightful stream through every bosom flows. When union sweet and dear esteem in every action glows. Love is the golden chain that binds the happy souls above. And he's an heir of heaven who finds his bosom glow with love.
Take out a songbook and turn to 394. Trying to remove a distraction, and I'm being distracting, so I apologize for that. 394. Love one another.
Angry words, oh, let them never from the tongue unbridled slip. May the heart's best impulse ever check them ere they soil the lip. Love one another, thus saith the Savior. Children, obey the Father's blessed command. Love one another, thus saith the Savior. Children, obey his blessed command. last command. Love is much too pure and holy. Friendship is too sacred far for a moment's reckless folly thus to desolate and mar. Love one another, thus saith the Savior. Children, obey the Father's blessed command. Love one another, thus saith the Savior. Children, obey his blessed command. Angry words are lightly spoken. Bitterest thoughts are rashly stirred. Brightest links of life are broken by a single angry word. Love one another, thus saith the Savior. Children, obey the Father's blessed command. Love one another, thus saith the Savior. Children, obey his blessed command.
So as Rick would say, I blame my secretary for that. We haven't exhausted the love of God in singing about it tonight and in describing what it means to us in our lives. And our best hope is that we can share that love of God, is that we can share that love that God has poured out upon us. It may very well be that in our assembly tonight, someone has not responded to the love of God. He's long-suffering, as the passage that Kelly read to us stated, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And before I extend the invitation, I want to express my appreciation to Clay and Chip and Andy for their help tonight, and to Caleb and Kelly. If I'm not mistaken, this is the first time that these two young men have stood before the congregation and participated like this, and I appreciate that. Thank you. So tonight, if you need to obey the gospel, repent of your sins, confess your faith in Jesus Christ, and be baptized for the remission of your sins, we want to encourage you to make that decision. As we stand tonight, we're going to sing number 393. And if you need to respond in any way, please come forward as we stand and sing.
Love divine, all love's excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down. Fix in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure unbounded love thou art. Visit us with thy salvation, enter every trembling heart. Breathe, oh breathe, thy loving spirit into every troubled breast. May we all in thee inherit, may we find the promise rest. Take away our love of sinning, take our load of guilt away. In the work of thy beginning, bring us to eternal day. Finish then thy new creation, and pure, unspotted may we be. May we see our whole salvation perfectly secured by thee. Change from glory into glory, till in him we take our place, till we cast our crowns before thee, lost in wonder, love, and praise.
Please be seated.
If we think about the service we just completed, I'm not sure there are a lot of words or scripture that need to be added to what we just talked about. And a number of the verses that I had thought might be appropriate have been read or referred to. The table's been left prepared. Are there those here who desire to partake? Okay, I see a number of hands going up. We're going to be observing the memorial of our Savior as instituted by him. As we've talked about tonight, God is love, and God loved us, and it was just read, God so loved us that he gave his only begotten Son. Yet, it was not just in the giving of his Son. Jesus came to earth. He gave up his heavenly seat. He became mortal and took on a body of flesh like us, was tempted in every way. It lived a perfect life. And were that not enough, he was put to death in one of the most humiliating, painful, and horrible ways. And yet he accepted it as he paid the price for our sins. And on that night, when he knew this was inevitable, that his hour had come. And I'm going to read from Matthew 26:26. He yet instituted this memorial that we would, through the ages, over time, those who are his children would remember that sacrifice. And as they were observing the Passover, while they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after a blessing, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for forgiveness of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Would you pray with me? Our loving Father in heaven, we are so thankful for all that you have done. Father, we have praised you, understanding that you are love. And Father, when we were yet unlovable, when we had no hope, you sent your Son. He lived a perfect life and was killed on the cross. Father, we now offer a prayer for this bread, which is a reminder of and a memorial for that death, that crucifixion. Father, we pray that you would bless it, and those who partake, that they might partake in a